Now say.
Maybe about 10 months.
That spark right there.
Oh, he's like, hey, hey.
I love this song.
I know, they got good music. Alright, how do I do this?
Number two.
Come on, that's not something you say, Casey.
Welcome everybody to
Worcester Dog Show. This is part of Mountain Fair, and it is sponsored by RJ Paddywax and Nulo Pet Food, and I'd like to thank them.
Jane Bachrach, why Worcester?
I wanted to do a dog show. I did the Worcester in like 2006 or 2008 as a fundraiser for KDNK. And it was a big hit, but it was part of Bone Day in Dogdale. It was a whole day of activities,
oh, right.
Remember?
Yeah.
And this was part of it. So we haven't done it in years and years and years. And because Soper's Park was closed, where there aren't any dogs allowed, I thought, what a great opportunity to do a dog show. And the Worcester is a takeoff, obviously, on the Westminster Dog Show.
Tell us about that.
The Westminster Dog Show is the most prestigious dog show in the country. It takes place every year in New York. I think at Madison Square Garden, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it's really proper and, you know, it's only purebred dogs. The best of the best are only allowed to compete in the Westminster Dog Show. And so I thought, let's do something fun and do the worst of the worst and the best of the worst. Hence the Worcester Dog Show.
Ale,
yes it is. And that's seriously, that's how they are at the Westminster. They don't smile. They're very serious. Oh, can you please walk your poodle? You know, and here, obviously, it was the complete opposite.
Hey, y'all, get on out there.
Exactly. We want to do it every year and make it bigger and better. We obviously had some glitches. Ben, as the announcer, was excellent. He was really, really good. And the judges, Jory DeVilbiss, who rescues dogs all the time herself, and Wes Boyd, who's the director of care, and Dr. Bonnie from Carbondale Animal Hospital. They were qualified, yet they all have great personalities. So,
perfect.
And Emily Bennett was my right-hand person, and she was invaluable.
Well, you look really excited and happy about this, Jane.
It was fun. I think people really liked it. You know, with what's going on right now in the country, in the world, actually, you know, people need to laugh. And this was so silly. You know, that's what it was. It was silly and fun. And people love dogs.
Thank you.
And thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who is it? A ginger.
5.5 months old. Little toy Australian Shepherd. And she loves giving kisses, playing tug of war, and playing with other dogs.
Okay, so this is just the place for you, huh, ginger?
Yeah, she's excited.
Where did the cowboy get a wiener dog? Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog? Well, somebody told him to get along, little doggy.
No.
Hi. No, no. I knew she was going to do that. I was like, well, better watch out. I'm Megan, and this is Luna.
Tell me about Luna.
She's a 1-year-old Siberian Husky, German Shepherd mix, and she's learning come and sit and stay. But haven't quite got it down yet. She's still very excitable.
She's lovely. Describe her to us.
I call her a husky in the front and a German Shepherd in the back because she's got the husky face and a German Shepherd back legs and tail. She's tan and just really pretty brown eyes.
confused.
But she's just such a puppy. Easy. Oh, you just want to play with everybody. You sniffed the microphone.
Let's hear it for Miss Luna.
This is Poncho. Poncho, we believe, is a Maremma. He's from the guy who's a puppy at Aspen Shelter. And he's 12 years old. He doesn't do any tricks. He's never done any tricks. He's never paid attention to me at all. But he's been a great partner in that he's very independent, and we fortunately like to do the same things. He's single-minded, and he will do whatever he'd like to do.
So what's your name, Lefty?
Well, he's an old-timer. I can't remember the name of the category, but he's an old-timer. And that's about it. He doesn't really do anything.
All right, we have our winner. The worst behaved dog in Urbandale. The worst of the worst, Mr. Dog Show, showing general apathy, lack of caring. Pretty much does his own thing. Let's all give it up for Pancho. Pancho, what's your for you, buddy? What do you think? Hey, dude. Hey, dude, how does it feel to win the most prestigious award for a dog to win in Carbondale? Hey, he's sat! Look at that! Well, let's give it up for Pancho and John.